John chapter 21. A little more, he had said, and you will not see me. But another little more time, and you will see me again. What a privilege for the apostles to enjoy the company of the Lord for a few more days. What a privilege to see him work miracles again. But it strikes me even more the fact that privileges also come with responsibilities. The point was not having a free breakfast, coming back with a net full of fish, and reestablishing the fishing business. Jesus confronts Peter and entrusts him with the care of his own. Feed my lambs, shepherd my sheep, and feed my sheep. Jesus insists. Love and devotion are expressed not only with songs and verbal expressions, but also with acts of service. That was not the end. The cross was not the end. It was rather the beginning. A few days later, the Holy Spirit would descend, and with him, the power to carry out the Great Commission. He did not entrust the angels with the task of sharing the good news of forgiveness and redemption. He entrusted the mission to that group, initially so bewildered, but then so committed. Do you love me? The echo of Jesus' question rings in my ears. How can I respond to his call? Lord, you have come to my shore. You have not sought wise men nor rich people. You just want me to follow you. You need my hands, my fatigue, so that others may rest, and to continue loving my neighbor. Lord, you have looked into my eyes. You, and smiling you, said my name in the sand. I have left my old boat. I will join you, and I will seek another sea.